Cattle futures closed sharply lower Thursday. Calf prices have the potential to hit the mid-180s this spring, according to Cattle Facts. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy, doll. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 1st of February. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was undeveloped through Thursday afternoon. Month-end positioning appeared to be the primary pressure on cattle futures Thursday. For the short term, there is also chatter about this week's extreme cold dampening consumer demand across impacted areas. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.36 lower. After 27 cents lower in expiring Jan, feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.38 lower. Corn futures closed mostly 2 to 4 cents lower, while soybean futures closed 3 to 5 cents lower through July of 20 and then 1 to 2 cents lower. Wholesale beef values were lower on choice and steady on select, with light to moderate demand and moderate offerings according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value is $2.66 lower Thursday afternoon at $215.39 hundredweight. Select was 12 cents lower at $212.88. Here's a sampling of calf and feeder cattle price trends from the weekly Thursday sales monitored by Cattle Current. Steers and heifers weighing less than 450 pounds sold $11 to $15 higher at Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska. Steers and heifers weighing more than 450 pounds sold steady to $9 higher. There were 6,500 head on offer. At Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, feeder steers weighing 600 to 700 pounds sold $2 to $5 higher. Steers weighing more than 650 sold $1.50 to $3 higher. Feeder heifers traded steady to $2 lower. Steer calves sold $1 to $3 higher. Heifer calves traded steady to $2 higher. There were 4,524 head on offer. Steers weighing 5.5 to 6.5 sold unevenly steady at Valentine Livestock in Nebraska, where 2,100 head were on offer. Heifers weighing 4.5 to 600 pounds traded unevenly steady. Feeder steers and heifers sold steady to $2 higher at Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota. The exception was $2 to $3 higher for steers weighing 750 to 800 pounds, and $2 to $4 higher for heifers weighing 650 to 750 pounds. There were 1,953 head on offer. Finally, feeder steers sold mostly $3 to $7 higher at Lamoni Livestock in Iowa, where 1,920 head were on offer. Feeder heifers traded $1 to $4 higher. Major U.S. financial indices closed mostly higher Thursday, buoyed by strong quarterly earnings reports and spillover support from the steep increases in the previous session. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 15 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 23 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 98 points. Although increasing cattle supplies will likely pressure cattle prices across all sectors this year, Kevin Good, Cattle Facts analyst, says robust economic demand, U.S. job growth, and higher wages will remain supportive. According to Good, at Thursday's Cattle Facts Outlook Seminar in New Orleans, the relatively strong calf market we saw in 2018 will be under pressure this year. However, values in the spring should have the potential to reach the mid-180s. On the other hand, he says, a larger calf crop and softer demand have the potential to erode prices to the 140 level next fall. Cattle Facts projects 750-pound steer prices at 130 to 160 a hundredweight with an average of 147. Fed cattle prices are expected to be steady this year, averaging $117 a hundredweight, with market resistance at the $130 level and downside risk to $100 at the low end of the trading range, according to Good. As for cull cows, Good says, years of expansion and poor operating margins in the dairy sector are generating more cull cows, which weighs on the markets. The additional supply and the limited packing capacity for non-fed cattle will result in a market which averages approximately $55 a hundredweight during 2019, with a spring high near $60 and a fall low in the lower 40s. Look for more insights from the Cattle Facts Outlook in Monday's Cattle Current. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 1st of February. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.